This is KCUR 89.3. 3 years ago, Connor Hazelrig was a sophomore at William Jewell College with an idea for bringing power to poor villages in Haiti. Today, she's running a company doing business in 11 nations around the world. She spoke with KCUR's Brian Ellison about her company, 1773, and its one and only product.
The Sunshine Box is a solar-paneled cell phone charger that's got multiple ports around it to help charge a community of cell phones as opposed to an individual charging station. It's been mainly developed for people in undeveloped nations to use to help become more reliable when needing electricity. So we've developed it to not just be a charging station, but also create jobs. So with 10 ports around it, people are able to own this box, go from village to village selling electricity, while also bringing that electricity to people who need it every day.
Where is it being used right now? Where do you hope it will be used?
So right now, we're in 11 different developing nations, everywhere from Haiti to Thailand, Papua New Guinea, Peru, spans 4 different continents. We hope to keep growing that year in and year out. Right now, we're focused on Haiti for 2017, so instead of just going big, we want to focus on each country because each country has their own special issues around electricity and sustainability of those needs. And so right now we're really focusing on Haiti to make sure that we can hit a home run when providing that sustainability for them.
Why Haiti? What drew your attention and interest to Haiti?
Yeah, so the name of the company also resembles the impact Haiti had on me when I went there for the first time. So the company's called 1773, and those are the geological coordinates of Port-au-Prince, Haiti. So that's where I was when I realized this wasn't just a project and that it was much more, and the impact we had could go so much deeper than just a one-time trip to Haiti. Haiti got pulled in to my story when a friend came back from there and said, everyone has cell phones, but no one has electricity. I was working an internship. I was studying math and physics. And I said, okay, well, I'll build something. And so I went to the CEO of this company I was doing my internship for, and him and I worked together to create the Sunshine Box. And then after that, we got a Kauffman grant to take 3 of them to Haiti. And so that's kind of how the story began.
A lot of folks hear the mission, hear about the Sunshine Box, and think of nonprofit work. Why are you taking this a business direction?
So we want to keep it more on the social entrepreneurship side. We're not taking a profit because we want to make a lot of money. We're taking a profit so we can do more with the money we make. Part of the money we make, we take aside and we put towards a grant sort of opportunity for the people we already serve. We take in a little bit of a profit so that if we need to help a community that can't completely fund itself, we also have the ability to make sure that they get it and it's not limited just because there's a price tag.
Was that a decision you had to think about? Was that a hard decision to go the business route with this?
Oh, I still kind of contemplate, should we be a for-profit? Should we be not-for-profit? Is there a certain corporation out there? So it's kind of a daily struggle on how we should be incorporated. But right now, and for this time, we have been a for-profit.
All right, so let me ask you an impertinent question. How old are you, Connor?
24.
Are you living the life you thought you would be leading at 24?
Absolutely not. I mean, each year it kind of changes it a little bit. I love the life I live, and getting to go to Guatemala for a couple weeks is great. Being able to meet new people and create new relationships is a lot of fun, and this is something that 3 years ago I never would have thought I would be doing. And so it's been a great kind of change in what my life looks like.
You were a math and physics major when you started on all this.
Yes.
Was that natural preparation for life as an entrepreneur?
The math has definitely helped with the finance side of being an entrepreneur. The physics side, you know, with going into sort of a technical aspect of a business, being a physicist by trade or background has definitely been helpful when working with third parties to kind of consult on projects so that I know what they're talking about.
You're 24. You have a lot of time and options going forward. Do you see this being something you pursue in the long term, or can you imagine moving on to other projects?
I can see myself moving on to other projects. I do have a soft spot because it is the first, and because of the relationships and people that I've been able to meet through it. It's been an amazing experience. However, it's not a one and done. I absolutely see myself doing more things in the future.